Chapter 3. A New School. Alan gets a place at Sophie's school. On the first day, the chauffeur waits for Alan in the ambassador's big black car.
You can't go to school in that car,
laughs Sophie.
Walk with me.
You mustn't walk to school, Alan,
says Mrs. Drury.
Everybody walks to school. It's not dangerous here,
says Sophie. Mrs. Drury thinks for a moment and then says,
Okay, but you must promise to come home together after school.
Yes, Mum, I promise,
says Alan. Alan and Sophie leave the house. A man is watching them. He hasn't got any hair, and he's got a tattoo on the back of his head. Alan and Sophie don't see the man. The first day at school passes quickly. At 4 p.m., the bell rings. Sophie waits for Alan at the school gates. They walk home together. 2 days later, Alan doesn't wait for Sophie after school. He wants to go to the bookshop and buy some new books.
I'm 14 years old,
he thinks.
I can buy books alone.
In the bookshop, Alan sees a strange man. He hasn't got any hair, and there's a tattoo on the back of his head.
That man looks like the men in Banyunga.
Alan arrives home at 5 p.m. with his new books. Near the embassy, Alan sees the man again.
What is he doing here?
Alan thinks, surprised.
What does he want?